WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here. And welcome back to Rise Higher Daily. 5 minute mindset moves. You know, life can get pretty chaotic out there, right? Between deadlines, social media pressure, and just trying to keep up with everything, it's easy to feel like you're constantly on edge. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon against all that stress? It's not some fancy app or magical potion. It's something much simpler. Creating a safe space for yourself. Think about it. When was the last time you truly felt relaxed and at ease? Was it curled up with a good book? Maybe during a walk in nature. Those moments, those pockets of peace, they're safe spaces. And today, we're going to dive into how you can intentionally build more of them into your life. Trust me, this stuff is golden. First things first. What does it even mean to create a safe space? It's about building an environment, both physically and mentally, where you feel secure, comfortable, and free to be yourself. No judgment, no pressure, just pure unadulterated you time. Now, I know what you're thinking. Jake, easy for you to say. You're a podcast host, you have all the time in the world. Look, we all have limitations, but that doesn't mean safe spaces are out of reach. It's about prioritizing those moments that recharge you, even if it's just 10 minutes a day. Alright, here's the deal. 5 key takeaways to get you started on crafting your own personal sanctuaries. Number 1. Define what brings you joy. What activities make you feel truly alive and energized? Reading, painting, listening to music, taking a hot bath, whatever it is, embrace those things. Make time for them regularly. Next up. Physical sanctuary. Think about your surroundings. Is your bedroom cluttered? Your living room filled with distractions? Take some time to declutter and organize, creating a space that feels calm and inviting. Little things like lighting candles, diffusing essential oils, or adding plants can make a huge difference. Ever notice how being surrounded by nature instantly calms you down? Now, let's talk about mental sanctuary. This is all about training your mind to be more present and mindful. Practice gratitude, meditate for a few minutes each day, or simply take deep breaths when you feel overwhelmed. Remember, it's about quieting the constant chatter in your head and finding that inner peace. Number 4. Set boundaries. This one's crucial. Learn to say no to things that drain your energy or compromise your well-being. Protect your time and space, and don't be afraid to step away from situations that feel toxic or overwhelming. You deserve to have your needs met. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. And finally, cultivate connection with people who uplift you. Surround yourself with positive, supportive individuals who encourage your growth and make you feel good about yourself. Speaking of connection, let me tell you a story. A few months back, I was feeling super stressed about an upcoming project deadline. Emails were flying, deadlines were looming, and my mind felt like a tangled mess. I knew I needed to create some space for myself, so I took a break from everything. I went for a walk in the park, listened to some calming music, and just breathed. It sounds simple, but it made all the difference. By creating that safe space for myself, I was able to clear my head, come back to the project with renewed focus, and even find some creativity along the way. That little break saved me from a major burnout. So, remember, you're not alone in this journey. Building a safe space takes time and effort, but it's worth every single minute. Start small, experiment with different things, and see what works best for you. Before we wrap up, let me leave you with this. What's one thing you can do today to create more safe spaces in your life? A 10-minute meditation session? An evening walk? Taking a screen-free hour to read? Make that commitment right now, and remember, I'm cheering for you every step of the way. Until tomorrow, keep rising higher.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.